Rabbi Yossi Mohr.
One very clear observation that we have to be very real with ourselves, that when it comes to Chosha Mishpat, it comes to other shilas, it comes to looking at, imagine I bring in a bone from a chicken and it's broken and we have shilas about the rear. I think we can proudly say that, you know, this is not our topic and we have to speak to the mumchim. We don't know much about it. Even if we discuss Bishul Akum, shilas which you need to be around in the sugyas, I think we can proudly say this is not our topic. Yeah, but suddenly when it comes to Chosha Mishpat, you know, the tables turned and somehow we are the professionals. Not only that, when we're sitting in the Dine Torah and we have our Gantza Din Torah, usually the Derech HaOlam is after the Pesach has come out, usually both parties walk away and say, ah, they don't understand the Inyan. You got three Dayanim, Mumchim Chosha Mishpat, they don't understand the Inyanim, right? If only they would know what I know, they would take me as a Dayan.
Sure,
exactly, that's how it goes. When it comes to Chosha Mishpat, it's a klar azach that we feel that's how Hashem made it, that we feel that we know the Inyan. And it's just kedai to know this, that when it comes to Chosha Mishpat, this is the Haragosha. And also, it's a bit interesting, you can have a person who's a Elech Hayid that comes to Hilchos Brochas, he makes sure he makes his Brocha Achrona straight after eating his tefillin, he makes sure his tefillin is in the right place, the base doesn't go beyond, below the hairline, the beginning of the hairline. It comes to, he's even Kaveh, his time to learning properly, Kaveh Sitzim Matera. But Lamaisa, it can be that a person can come after Achamei Ve'esrim and he can see there's tens of Labim of Lesignoiv that he had never dreamt of. And that is, it's quite clearly the case. Because we have to see that there are many cases that it's shaykh to be overly signaled without even knowing. And it's just something to take into account. Now, the Maaseh you've got over here, the Mishnah Berurah, he actually describes, he's got a sefer called Sfas Tomim. And he writes over there in Perik Dalet, he says two of the reasons why Geneva is so difficult. And he writes, number one is because of the high standards. He gives a nice hack about high standards. He says at the time a person makes a big purchase, he doesn't really cut. But later, when he's getting tight, then he'll suddenly sometimes be more heter to take money, which if he was okay with himself with money-wise, he wouldn't necessarily go into that shaila. So that's number one point that the Chofetz Chaim actually mentions. And the second point that he mentions is that the lack of yediyah of Hilchos Geneva will soon see that there are cases, not too many, but there are cases which you wouldn't even dream that this should be a shaila. Okay, so this lav over here is a shaila of a deraisa, shtei lo signoiv, or actually lo signoiv, that says in the Maaseres HaDibros, right? That one over there, signoiv, is really lo signoiv din in the foshas. Okay, but the Maaseh, when it says in Toi lo signoiv, that's referring to Mammon. Okay, just to know where things are, lo signoiv is the same sort of thing, same sort of currency. Sorry?
Is all, yeah.
I mean, they're saying good about it. Leisignov is referring to Yenim. Yeah, no, Leisignov not to you. Yes. Okay, so you've got over here that the point number one, why Leisignov, in what way? Let's just have a look. Let's observe. Why is Leisignov worse than any other Issa? Let's say you've got, it says also you can't have Chaza, right? A person can't eat Chazas. Why is Leisignov any different? In a way, Leisignov, a person can be over Leisignov without even knowing. A person goes to McDonald's, he knows there's Amos Ashilas in the meat over there, but when it comes shilas, yeah. But when it comes to a person going about his normal day, it's very machzachamol. He doesn't even know he's been over, and so what? The remor brings down on Hilchos in Kippur that on a Sofik Aveira is much more chamol than a Vaday Aveira. It actually comes from Rabbeinu Yonah that says the amount a person has to pay Oshem Toni is loads of times more the amount you have to pay for a Vaday Oshem. Because when it comes to a shayla, Oshem Tole, a person doesn't know whether he was over. There was two pieces of meat. He wasn't sure which one was also. So a person, he doesn't think it's so bad. Maybe it was okay, right? But where a person knows for sure he did an issa, that he doesn't need such a big kapara, because he feels bad. As I stated in Ramah says a person should feel more bad when it comes to a sofik issa. So the Bali Musa say when it comes to Leisignoiv, it's shaykh to go through years and years without realizing that there's a shaykh of Leisignoiv, and therefore, in that way, in that sense, it is more chomel. you've got the nachazach is, that's interesting. You know, we don't, the literature don't usually take these sorts of inyonim about gilgulim and these sort of things. But punk bali signo, you state the inyonim, the Chofetz Chaim already brings down, and it's the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon in Mishli, right? We're not talking about Hasidus of Eil, talking about the Spitz literature. I'm bringing down the inyon of Lisigno that if the monetary matters are not dealt with, there's an inyon of Gilgulim coming back to this world, which the Chofetz Chaim's Ma'arech about. That's number 2 point, which is a bit, it's a bit worse than other inyonim. Let's call it like that. And got number 3 is, that everyone knows, that it caused destruction. Rashi says, in Noyach, we all know, that Wash Nathan Posuk, it says, Kimola ha'oretz chomos mipneim. Why did Hashem bring the marble? Why did he bring it? Because people are speaking Lashon Hara? No, because there was chomos. There was robbery. So therefore Rashi says, Lunechtam gezardinom ela la gezal. Okay, so we all know that Rashi, and there's a sefer I saw actually next door from a big mashgiach, and he was saying that in school, instead of, or as well as the children coming home knowing exactly how big the table was, 30 by 20, by this, by that, from now it's so complicated about the measurements, it's worth knowing this Rashi, that gezal equals a mabul. That's why the way he puts it, that the Rebbes can instill this message already from a young age. You know, they ask from Moshe Feinstein, why is it all the boys start off learning, what's the first Gemara we learn in school? We learn Elim Atzir Shaloi, Elim Atzir Lahachra, you got the Daladamas, not part of the Daladamas. Why do we need to bother with that? Let's just start Lamaisa. Let's start talking about something which is Tfilin, Krishma, something we can relate to, Alokha Lamaisa. So Ramesha said, the first thing a Yid needs to know is that if it's Nishmana, it's Nishmana. It's dance, it's dance. Elim Tzir Shaloi, Elim Tzir Lahachas. Because this is a fundamental Yisoid. There's actually another Rashi that mentions that Geneva equals destruction, equals war and everything. There's a Rashi right before Amalek. Just before the parasha of Amalek, in Parashas Kisisa, there's a posuk. And the posuk tells you of Evan Tzetem Kiseitse, what's the posuk just before of Zochre Timcha Zecha Amalek? The posuk just before that is the inyan about Evan Shalema Tielacha. You shall have a very correct scale without any flaws in it. Yeah? And Rashi says, why is the din of being a glut in business right before Amalek? To tell you, Rashi's got a lot. Imshokarato b'midoy sevim shkoles. If you lie and cheat, then have a doyeg migirei ha'oyev. Then you should fear from the oyev. Right? And this is where I find that from Matthew Solomon, he writes a preface. Is it called a forward? In the forward, he writes in the sefer called Momen Yisrael. He writes something very interesting. He says, listen to this. If someone were to say today that our suffering at the hands of the Amalek in the last world war was because we were not honest in business, we would consider that to be a gross exaggeration. This is exaggeration to equate the two, to say that this is to do with this, to point fingers. In actual fact, what the Torah is telling us is that it's not an exaggeration. You find it regarding the marble, you find it regarding Amalek, it's already shown us in history. This is the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo deals with people who cheat in business, because cheating in business isn't just against a shtickle Torah, but it's funny, he's actually the one that puts it in print, and he wants to put this idea forward when it gets to releasing it. Okay, let's move on to Lamaisa, Alokha Lamaisa. Let's get it clear. There's no point going on about it if we don't know what's yes and what's no. So we've got like this. Lesignoiv is the pashas of understanding. Lesignoiv is a person does an action and he takes an item from his friend and transport it and he takes ownership what belonged to his friend. That's, he actually brings it from Yenim's Rishus to your Rishus. That's what you would have thought is the Pashtus of Lesignoiv. And there's another way of Lesignoiv is where a person holds back that which is due to his friend. So we're going to discuss both points. Now, when it comes to a person actually stealing, we call it stealing. A person goes to the shop and he takes a bar of chocolate and he walks out of there without paying. That's called a simple type of gazela, which I think we all like to believe, and I think we're correct to say that we avoid these things. Obviously, we don't go around stealing things, and that's obviously I think even on a non-Jewish level, everyone understands this inyan. You don't go to a shop and steal things. But let's just discuss a few points that you not necessarily would chat that this would be a shaila of gezel. So number one is, let me ask you such a shaila. Okay, so you have a kiddush on Shabbos day, and everyone comes and wishes mazel tov. I want to hear what the ilum have to say. It's an interesting shaila, and you come You come after the Shabbos meal, you come for Mincha, and after Mincha you sit down and learn, and you go upstairs to get a sefer from the Ezos Noshim, and you can smell some good cakes over there. Right, so you go into the site in the back room, the side room over there, and you can see there's all these trays of cakes which are lying there from the Kiddush. And you say, yeah, hang on a second, no, I should take a cake. And it's going to be because of the learning and all the rest of it. Right, so what would the Olam say? What would be the initial thought when it comes to the Shaila? Don't forget, when it comes to Chesh Mishpat, there's loads to say. Whatever you they say, what's the difference between Eir HaChaim and Chesh Mishpat? Eir HaChaim, you ask two people, and you get two different opinions, right? When you, in Chesh Mishpat, you ask two people and get four different opinions. Because when it comes to Chesh Mishpat, there's Sfaras Ahin and Aher, and we have to know where do you start from? Where's the base? Where do you begin with when you think about such a Shaila? So when you think about such a Shaila, what would you say when it comes to taking something you haven't asked this permission? On the other hand, just before, 2 hours ago, he was making a Kiddush and you made it free. So now, the problem is, the Kiddush is finished. Very nice, an hour ago, 2 hours ago, it was free for all. But now that everyone's finished, and the Ganser, he's not there, and he's not even getting something in place of giving cakes. Usually he's giving cakes and people are there, enhancing the Simcha. But like this over here, so now, the Shaila is, how does it work with Umdanus? Sorry? So you could say it's a continuation to say that he's not so makbid. On the other hand, there is a basis to say he is makbid. You can see if I were to ask people, you can see already. So I think it'll be half half. Let me just throw just that we have some basics. Okay. Just before we handle, I want to share with them just to get some meat on it, just to realize where we come from in halacha. There's a halacha, a fascinating halacha, which we'll bring down. That if there's a clear umdana that a person's not makbid, let's say a person's got a fence, got a big wooden fence, and it's not like it was nowadays. You know, it's a bit rough and everything. A person's walking by and he feels there's something stuck in his teeth, and he wants to take a little bit of a wooden piece of the fence and remove the piece which is stuck in his teeth. The Shulchan Aruch says that's okay. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says that's okay. It comes from a Beis Yosef. Oh, now the Yerushalmi says Midas Chassidus to avoid that as well, because since if so many people would do it together, there would be Akbada, so therefore the Yerushalmi says Toibli Mona Mikach as well. But the Maaseh in Halacha, strictly speaking, we don't have to look at that. We can say if this is a tiny amount, then we can say it's okay. Now, it's not so clear when it comes to cakes. Let me just get back to the cake shaila, because lemaisa, some people, after the Kiddush, they like to come back on Motzei Shabbos, and they'll take it home, and they'll distribute it, they'll enjoy their cakes. So because that's the case, it's not so clear to have that umdana. The Shevet HaLevi discusses this shaila, and he says, here in Eretz Yisrael, people always take it back. Aval, in America, many people, he quotes America, Aval, in America, many people after the Kiddush, they throw it away. Interesting, it comes to America. I don't know about England. But, you know, they throw it away. Because the Americana are so good, they're not going back for the cakes. Just throw in the bin. Okay, so, says the Shevet HaLevi, if it's so clear that it's omer to be thrown away, he allows you to take some cakes. But I would hesitate when it comes to England. We haven't got that umdana like America, that he's quoting Americans to say that, just throw the whole thing out. Lemaisa, many people in Chutzla, in England, they like to go back either because they need to go back or because they feel they want to go back and they want to use it well or to give it to yeshiva. They feel they're going to come and take the stuff from the shul and take it home. Okay, so then you have to know how many people are going to give yeshivas, how many people are going to store themselves. The fact is, because you haven't got a clear umdana, there might be a shaila of mazonis, there might be a shaila of making a brocha, yeah, as well. You can't make a brocha if you haven't got rishus. So it might be a shaila of having cake because we haven't got this clear umdana. So, if you've got an arrangement, yeah, that's true. Now, I think even Rav Simcha would agree to that. If someone's got an arrangement there, certainly a full arrangement, an entire arrangement, that I think we can assume that there is akbada. But in the case, even if let's say it's just regular cakes, I'm not so convinced there's an umdana to say that you can take. It's not so clear. And Kozma, we haven't got a clear umdana. Kozma, we don't know. We've got a shadow of a deraisa, so it's not so clear. Only because we thought, yeah, exactly. Oh, so I like that thought. I like that thought. Nachum Zod is saying like this. Would I be embarrassed if I was caught, so to speak? Yeah. I was like in the room, and there's a snosh in the back, and like, you know, making sure no one's coming, right? And then in walks in Bar Simcha. Ah, yeah, Mazel Tov. Okay, yeah, Lemaisa, he sees me tacking into the cake. So you can see, yeah, there is a bit of a pickpocket. You know, did you want to take a home? Why is there a pickpocket? Only because, yeah, actually, he did want to take a home. You can see already at Sad. Kozman is not clean, Lemaisa, we want to stay away. I think that's the Zugang. Again, in Choshe Mishpat, as far as I hear, I just want to say what the Svarchi Tzoyle is, and then obviously, if the Olam are confident to say that it's okay, then that's fine. Because again, in Choshe Mishpat.
It's okay to do,
Oh, that's a good point. If let's say you have a caterer and the Maisa, we know that the caterer is not interested, she's going to throw the whole thing in the bin. That's the Shevet Halevi that says. Now, if he gives you the leftover, you again haven't got the clear umdana. We need a clear umdana to say that you're okay. Okay, so I think that's one shaila. I think it's kedai to stay away from unless a person knows.
The umdana is that you put it aside to do something with it. If you want to throw it away, you want to throw it away.
Oh, but on Shabbos, because of the halacha of hachama that you can't clean things up, you just have to store it. So we haven't got a clear umdana of what he intended to do with it. Some people like to freeze it. It's not so clear. It's not so clear. So I still feel that we haven't got a clean umdana to say.
Leftover chon.
I don't know. I think it's a mitzvah to take that. Okay. When it comes to a bris, sometimes after the actual ceremony of the bris, they have a table with cakes over there. So the shaila is, can you take a piece of cake at the time of the bris and take another piece of cake for some member of the family to take home? Shana the Shevet Halevi discusses this by a simcha. Can you go to a simcha and have cake and then take a plate of cake home for your wife or kids, right? Oh. So like this. Says the Shevet Halevi, very good shmak. Thank you. Yeah, so when it comes to a normal simcha, like a chasna, the Shevet Halevi says, it's not so glad to start taking other things home, to take another chicken home, and you know, for the child, right? But when it comes to a bris, where it's the norm, because there's a nyonim of eating from a bris, or so the bris, where it's the norm, then you can have that already. We can say there's an umdana, obviously, to take cake even for someone else, right? The Shevet Halevi's got a chaf that if you buy a simcha and you want your child to have a piece of schnitzel, then you can take the schnitzel that was roy for you and take it home. But starting to take another one on your neighbor's one, yeah, it's not so clear that you can take that. That wouldn't be
something.
Now, if you know it's going in the bin, then fine. But if you don't know it's going in the bin, and he can jolly well take a nice thing, Bar Simcha might take it to get his money's worth, and take it home, that you will need, the Chayyar would need Rishus. Once you get Rishus, obviously you can take. Okay, let's move on. Sorry? Can you take before? The Chayyar, some people are makbid. Yeah, they don't like it, because you know, by the time it comes to the bris, so where's the food? Where's the food? Right? They don't know where it is. It's Nishbatam. So there is the Chayyar, Zak Poda on the Bar Simcha. He wants to represent it nicely. The chayy, that would be a shayla of gazela, a real shayla of gazela. And if it's a shayla of gazela, it's a brach levatola, because you can't make a brach on a gazel. That's the shavanach. It's 2 days in training, and the mishabur brings you can't make a brach. So a brach levatola. Yeah, the kiddush. Oh, now. Okay, here I hear the debate. There's a bit. Let's leave that a bit open, because the Maisa, they haven't got. They know this is going to happen. It's back to that debate. If they know it's going to happen, can they have such a kvoda? Let's leave this open. You should know, Choshe Mishpat, I'm not here to say bum. We're going to see what the Svarchi Tzoyna is. What's the Svarchi Tzoyna? Unless you're confident to say it's okay. We're not okay. Are we already finished? We've got Geshmaka Shainers coming. Now we've got a long winter. Mr. Shem, the moment. Okay, Shkai, thank you very much. A little.